Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. Way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast Conversations with Unc on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yeah, buddies.
Sports babies.
Checking in. Monday fun day. Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR.
You know, we say there's a lot of sports babies, and you said there's a lot of sports hypocrites. A couple days ago, it was, man, Nuggets in a sweep or five, and you said everyone changed their narrative. I just saw a headline that said, the Nuggets fourth quarter concerns. I'm like, oh, now this concerns?
It's unbelievable.
Now this concerns how the Denver Nuggets finish. Concerns.
That's why people should temper their predictions.
Right?
Like,
No one knows. No one knows, Danny.
So, and like pounding on the table in those pregame shows.
Yeah.
And then once it turns out to be a really tight series, mum's the word. They don't say anything about it.
So back and forth.
The only person who knows is Biff Tannen.
And that's because he has the almanac.
Because he has the sports almanac, which ran out in 2000, by the way.
Covino, my dad will say to me randomly, he'll say, oh, you announced that parlay bet on the air and it didn't come out. Do you feel embarrassed? I'm like, do I feel embarrassed? Do you hear what everyone says on sports radio? I was like, the biggest names in sports radio and television every week on Fox Football Sunday, you see their records? They're all like under 500 with their picks.
Number one, right.
A lot of times your parlays only miss by one game.
I know. So it's funny that my dad's like, if I were you, when I would make a bad prediction, I'd feel bad. I'm like, feel bad? Listen to every other show.
Yeah, it's unreal how the narrative changed that.
The only
like
thing more
that.
Actually, the weather is more predictable, I think.
Yeah.
They could at least use patterns to figure out if it's going to rain or not.
True that.
You have no clue.
Madam Ruby is more accurate.
What could possibly happen in a game?
Wait, Madam Ruby, the psychic that Pee-wee visited that told him his bike was in the Alamo?
Yes, yes.
The basement of the Alamo.
I see a victory.
There's no.
I see a bicycle. The Alamo.
So
there's
again,
no basement at the Alamo.
We're Covino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Progressive Insurance, making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine everything you got. Motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Now, one of the juicier stories of the day, you heard Brian Fenley talking about it, is how Kyrie Irving, first of all, him and LeBron are friends. So I'm sure they have a texting and phone call relationship, right? But the story's, he's sliding into the DMs. And, you hear he's talking to LeBron about coming to Dallas. Like, proving that people love to gossip, okay? Gossip in sports and in life.
Because it could simply be a story we never heard of. So someone wanted it to get out there.
But to think that people aren't going to gossip If you show up to a work event tonight with another woman, you're crazy. Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen because it's in our nature. We love to gossip. Two friends are talking about basketball, LeBron and Kyrie. We love to gossip. Man, wow, you hear LeBron? He may be thinking about Dallas.
Dallas?
Wow, he feels the need to see other teammates.
Dallas?
Whoa. Man, I wonder if Mark Cuban's hitting him up. Crazy.
Gossip.
Rich shows up to Counting Crows, an SXM event. By the way, if you don't know, we also do music stuff at SXM.
Yes.
So if Rich goes there to see one of his favorite bands with another smoke show of a woman, you don't think people are going to gossip? People gossip about everything.
That is true. I thought about this because, again, if you missed the first part of the story, besides iHeart and Fox Sports Radio, we do some work at SiriusXM, and they're doing an exclusive show in L.A. tonight, The Counting Crows. I wanted to go. I got my plus one. And my wife's like, do you mind if I sit this one out? I'm tired. Long weekend. Couldn't find the babysitter quick enough. So I'm going to take her friend, our friend Shannon. And then the question became, when you see one of your friends or coworker or an acquaintance with an attractive woman
Someone snaps a photo of Rich handing her a drink.
Oh man,
it's juicy. Someone took a picture. Oh man.
Well, no, I just say if you see someone you know, an acquaintance, a coworker, or someone with an attractive person that's not their wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, you're right. People gossip, and I just realized this.
More proof. When you were a kid, didn't you say you saw your buddy's dad with another woman?
That's because he was straight up cheating.
Yeah, and that could have been a business meeting for all you know. But look at the story you ran with your whole life.
Did I ever tell you that story, Danny? My next door, the kid I played with, like tackle football, wiffle ball, like one of my neighborhood sports buddies that we'd always be playing sports together, stickball. I was like maybe three or four towns away.
Oh, a little Bobby McMillan, right?
Little Bobby McMillan around the corner.
Yeah, I know.
Little Nicky McMillan.
Oh,
yes. I saw this dude's dad, of all places, at an IHOP. Sitting with another woman?
What do you mean, out of all places? That's all you went to.
I do love IHOP.
He still does.
It was either Wendy's or IHOP.
Rudy Tootie, fresh and fruity, please.
Nowadays, berry syrup.
Yeah, nowadays it's Taco Bell or IHOP.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So I see my buddy's dad with a woman that's not his wife. He gave me a look. And
what did she look like?
She was attractive.
Oh, see?
And you know what? He gave me a look. He might as well have done the throat slit with his thumb. Like, shut your mouth.
You saw nothing,
kid. So I ask you, if you see a coworker.
Come here, Richie.
Or an acquaintance.
Did he mad dog you for the rest of the time you knew him?
Every time I would go over their house to play like video games, he'd look at me like,
you should have hustled him for free IHOP the rest of your life.
I could be like, hey, can I get some juice boxes?
Or I'll tell. You should have hustled that guy.
Hey, maybe your dad should order the Tyson fight.
You should have got your money's worth, man.
So
I'll take the double stack.
You know, we'll go to your phone calls and feedback now, but it's a basic question. And I think the answer is yes, no matter how innocent it is. And I said off the air to our buddy Bursch in the editing room, I said, if you see someone, Bursch, that's with someone attractive that's not their significant other, are you thinking things? And he goes, yeah, but, you know, say, yeah, it's my wife's friend. And I said, you know what? Saying to everyone, oh, it's my wife's friend,
you know,
seems like
think?
Something you would say, you know, if you were doing something wrong.
That's what I told you.
Oh, like it sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you sounds like you're over-explaining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
like,
I would be like,
good one.
I didn't ask you.
Oh, like, hey, Dad, Danny, good to see you. Yeah. Oh, this is my wife's friend. Sounds like something you'd say.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a cover-up.
Craig in Wisconsin, you're on with Covino.
So is it just a strange thing anyway to take your wife's best
what up,
friend?
Homies?
Even though it's innocent?
Yeah, probably just because people love to gossip. What's up, Craig?
What up, homies?
Hey.
Hey. I admire a nice pair of breasts.
That's
the way. But I have some breaking news from New York. Aaron Rodgers still enjoys baby powder on his bare bottom. He'll always go to McDonald's for a family meal with a side of ayahuasca and red Kool-Aid.
I think Craig's our very special friend. I like Craig. By the way, the story...
Take him to the concert tonight.
Craig, you want to be my plus one? People think I've lost my mind. he's calling from Wisconsin. The story today out of Green Bay today is like so lame. It's one Green Bay wide receiver, like in confidence, said, Jordan Love could do everything Aaron Rodgers did. And I'm like, well, that's what you're supposed to say about your new girlfriend. your new employer, your new friend. Like,
about the girl you're bringing to Counting Crows concert.
Yeah, what is the Green Bay offense supposed to say? Well, Jordan Love, we'll see what he's got. He's no Aaron Rodgers. Of course, they have to say the guy. That's like asking anyone, hey, who is the best in the bedroom? Everyone's going to say their current partner.
True. To say anything else would be foolish.
Would be foolish. What if Green Bay wide receiver, anonymously, what do you think of Jordan Love? What is he going to say, Camino? Well, I mean, we're coming off of one of the best, so let's hope it works.
Let's talk to Super Reside in Detroit, but I want an answer first before he goes on his own rant. Yeah, it's not your own show. So, Super Reside, we love you. What do you think? Should Rich come and make excuses or what?
Oh, just lost him.
Oh, no.
What a good buildup, too. Reside, call right back.
You can call back at 877-99 on Fox. People are going to speculate no matter what. People are going to assume, even if you say, oh, this is my wife's best friend, they're going to assume, oh, they must be swingers.
Just don't be canoodling. Don't, put her on your shoulders when she's trying to sing.
On my shoulders?
Sit. I don't know what you do at a concert. Don't give people excuses to talk.
Okay.
Because, there's going to be a lot of people there. Don't be so self-centered that you think everyone's looking at you.
Unless you want people to think that. Because you could let the legend grow. I saw Rich with this hottie out there.
It's not a bad legend to have.
Yeah, you could let people just speculate.
Him and his wife must be wild.
Actually, let me know what the response is, because then maybe I'll borrow Shannon and take her out.
Gain a reputation.
I heard that Rich Davis has two wives now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, wow.
I heard he's living the seedy lifestyle.
I haven't seen him since COVID. He really went off the walls.
Man, he's off the rails.
All right, Reside's back. What's up, man? Kavino and Rich.
Is we doing this again, man? You know it's Super Reside, man.
Reside, but you're only super depending on how good the story is. Let's hear it.
Let's see if you're super.
It's going to be beautiful, and what's up? About the Miami Heat. You guys been kind of ducking and dodging all around that, man.
What are we ducking and dodging?
I love Jimmy Buckets. I want some big smile. I want some big face coffee right now.
Yeah, Hemi V8 Jimmy. That's his new nickname. Hemi V8 Jimmy, and the rest of the bad boys. You know what I'm saying? Mike Lowry, all of them. Man, yes. So, you guys, somebody kind of stole my thunder a little bit too about how these other sportcasters just kind of flip flop around. Yeah. I mean, it's
noticeably, man. Noticeably, yeah.
Was that Covino?
I'll give it to Covino. But yeah, there's a lot of flip flopping going on, and I agree. We own it.
He at least forced that narrative change. But you would assume that they never acted like
there was a chance.
There was a chance at all.
So here's my point. I said the same thing from the giddy up. All they got to do is make some adjustments, stop the passing lanes, and they have a chance.
Yeah.
And these guys are so freaking funny. Everybody from First Take to Colin Hurd to you name it. It's just over. You know what that means? You know what that is? It happens every year. Some type of itis. I'm jumping to conclusions itis every time somebody gets blowed out in the first game, and these guys get paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, Reside, great call,
right.
By the way.
Yeah, you're right.
But the people you're mentioning all get paid a hell of a lot of money, so maybe I should have crazy takes and stand by. You just mentioned Stephen A. and Colin Cowherd, two of the guys that make money that I dream to make one day. So maybe we should be a little more.
Joke's still on us.
Joke's on us, I guess.
But it's almost comedy. It's like, wait a second, now they got a chance because they won a game? 2 days ago, you were saying they had no chance at all. It's really absurd at this point, but thank you.
For game three on Wednesday?
Yeah.
If I show up with another Fox Sports Radio host, are people going to talk? He's cheating on Covino?
Of course.
I'm going to show up with Ben Maller and be like, people are going, it's good. Rich talking to Maller behind Covino's back?
He must have an open broadcasting relationship.
It's weird. Oh, wow. Covino's with Jonas. He chose another white guy with stubble.
He must have a polyamorous broadcasting life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Man, where's Danny G? They're hanging out with Jay Stu? What's going on?
People are going to talk. Trust me. So, again, Rich is going to the show tonight with his wife's best friend, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
And she's a good-looking woman.
Nothing weird about it, but you're right. at work with coworkers, with it doesn't even need to be a woman. If you're hanging around someone maybe from a different team or a different
and by
something,
the, way, yeah. the fact I'm pointing out that she's good looking because if she wasn't, people wouldn't talk.
That's true.
You know what I mean? If it was
if you shut up with old Mother Hubbard,
if old Mother Hubbard got out of her cupboard for a night out, no one's wondering who Rich is with. You know,
that's true. I mean, you had to point it out because that's
exactly.
the truth of it.
That's the truth. Absolutely.
All right, Danny G. Phones are hot. So who do you want to go to? Do we? We got some names, or are these the phones just anyway. Let Danny get some.
Yeah, they just all started blowing up right now.
Okay, 877-99 on Fox, and you can play along at home at Covino and Rich.
People like scandal. You know, while Danny gets the phone calls to
wrap. Here's a weird question for you.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy her drinks and stuff because you feel the almost the pressure of being a gentleman? But she's not your date.
I invited her.
Yeah, but she's not your date.
Yeah, but I invited her. I think it's still the nice thing to do. And I'm not paying for anything. I'm gonna sneak my way into VIP.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I got Jerry in West Virginia for you, first time caller.
Yo, what's up, Jerry? Jerry, when you show up somewhere with a woman that's not your wife, do you assume people are gonna gossip?
Counting crows tonight.
What's up?
This plus one with the counting crows tonight.
Yeah.
The story is worthless unless we get pics of Shannon.
At Covino and Rich, I'll post a picture tonight. Follow us and
right
Jerry
there on
I'll
our Instagram
yeah.
story.
Instagram story, I'll post a picture tonight. How about that?
At Covino and Rich. There you go. Yeah. Nice.
And while we get the other calls lined up, you talked about how people are gossiping about Kyrie and LeBron just by one little DM, like, yo, he wants him to play in Dallas? Or do you feel like you've... seen one too many failed super teams to even get excited about those things. I feel like what we saw in Brooklyn, what we saw with the Lakers, what we saw with the Clippers, too many times powerhouse players and legends have teamed up. Is it the 04 Lakers or that Rockets team when they added Barkley and all that? I've seen too many power teams go nowhere. Ramos, you agree that
where
like
you realize that it's not always
like
gonna
the power
work.
Team doesn't, you know, blow up my skirt anymore, essentially.
Used to be this really like intriguing, like, oh, they're going to win it all. And now it seems it's more of a mess than it is a positive.
I mean, the Miami Heat won a few with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. But besides that, power teams have really not had a very good history of success that, you know, that Karl Malone to the Lakers, or like I said, Barkley on the Rockets.
Great role players, for sure.
Even like we said, anything you've seen with the Brooklyn Nets or the Clippers in the last few years, they came up with goose eggs too. No championships for power teams.
It's no guarantee. Yeah, we've established that. So it's a good point.
Let's say what's up to Cliff. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, bud?
Hey, Cliff.
As long as the wife knows, what does it matter? Number one.
Oh, yeah, no, that is true.
It's true, but people talk.
If people are going to gossip, they're going to gossip. It don't matter.
Yeah, and maybe you'd rather them gossip about that. False thoughts, but they're good. They're cool thoughts about you.
Mm.
All right, thank you, Cliff in Kentucky. Appreciate the feedback and the love. Let's go to, is that Steve?
That's a story. That's another angle in itself, what Danny G brought up. Let's say you are at a meeting or a show, in your case, right?
Yeah.
And you see someone else there. Do you have to, Ed... Just so you know, I'm in a meeting right now because it does seem odd, right? Like if you're at a business dinner and it's you and another woman and like your neighbor's there,
right?
Do you have to now tell your neighbor like, hey, just so you know, like, because that does seem weird when you think about it and you're completely innocent. So do you owe anybody an explanation? No, you don't.
No, but I just feel like you're inclined to be
but
like,
but I feel like you're inclined because that guy now or that person now has this perception that you're up to no good, which makes your significant other just look like they're not in the know.
What about that Curb episode I mentioned before? If you guys love Curb Your Enthusiasm like I do, Larry David. It's an early season where Jeff Garlin, who's on the show, is having an affair. He has like some mistress in New York. So Larry and him are on a business trip in New York, and he's like, "Larry, where are you going?" And Larry said, "I'm cutting through Central Park." And Jeff Garlin goes, "Perfect. You can walk with whoever." And then Larry was like, "You want me to walk through Central Park to my destination with your mistress?" And in typical fashion, Larry bumps into one of Cheryl's friends while he's walking with the mistress.
Right.
And he has to be like, "This is my friend." Oh, so yeah, it's just, you know, just saying people are gossipy, that's all.
So he does admit that it's Jeff's mistress.
He has
though,
to
right?
eventually because everyone starts asking questions. Steve in Daytona Beach, what's up, bud?
ego is out of control, man. Your ego is loving this. Okay, because you can't.
I mean, I'm laughing at it because
that's such a true and funny point.
No, but it's funny.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
I'll listen to you. All right. You listen to me. Go ahead.
You can't go to this show with a buddy of yours from work or otherwise because how it's going to look. But you could go with Shannon because how it's going to look.
That's a good point, Steve. No, but I just assume, do many grown men want to go see the Counting Crows compared to a woman?
Yeah.
I could have been like, hey, Ramos, want to go to Counting Crows? I don't think Ramos would have been like, sure, I'll be your plus. It just seems like
Ramos is a huge Counting Crows fan.
Be sure not to look at her during Accidentally in Love. Someone might be taking a video of you or something.
That's true. Yeah, you know, Steve's right. I'm just a big egomaniac. I'll see you guys later.
He's so right, though. Rich loves this story.
Loves this.
He wants the attention.
He feeds into the legend. I heard a story about a weenie roast concert back east.
An old Rich Davis story.
Some legendary things happen, supposedly.
Oh yeah, sometimes if the rumor about you is funny or cool, do you stick with the rumor?
That's an old Robert Wool story. He says, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. You just run with the legend.
But if there was a cool rumor about you, like let's say someone said, yo, did you hear Spot? Spot had an orgy with swimsuit models.
Oh, that's not a rumor.
Yeah. What Spot, would you correct that rumor?
No.
You wouldn't correct it, right?
I'd put it on my Christmas card.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, there was a rumor about me back in the day.
My yearly recap.
Ramos, back in the day when I was working at Z100, the iHeart station in New York, there was a rumor that at a concert, let's just say I was having relations with like women in a hot tub. It didn't happen, but
at the concert.
I didn't correct anyone because I was like, let them think that.
By the way, how many movies have you seen where the premise is, did you sleep with that girl? And then they don't want to say no. They go, yeah. The whole premise of the movie is built to high school movies, college movies. Like, did you sleep with Jill? They're like, yeah, I slept with her. Like, what?
Is that how She's All That ended?
Yeah.
If you want to see what we're talking about, again, at Covino and Rich, check it out tonight. We'll take two more phone calls on this. Rich is going to a concert tonight. None of his friends want to see the Counting Crows, so he asked his wife's friend.
You know, Rich, rather than lay low, you know he's going to go up to everybody at that concert and be like, have you met my friend Shannon?
I'm not going to get out of here. But, if you do like the Counting Crows, I'll try to... I'll post some highlights of the show. Maybe I'll try to go backstage and say what's up to Adam.
I think we're all good. You good? I'm good. You good? I think we're all good. You're good?
I'm good.
All right, we're good.
I'm going to slam your head against the microphone in about 2 minutes.
I don't think anybody asked for you to post videos.
You know what? If that's the case, then move on. Like my favorite big time slugger, move on. All right, shopping for tires. Can we talk about how that could be deflating?
Deflating. Fast free shipping and free road hazard protection, that's just the start. Did you know they test tires? They got their own test track at TireRack.com. They push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
And they sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to you. Or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
Mobile tire installation, that's available in many areas. That's where they bring the tires to you at your home or work and install them on site.
Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results. Vredestein. And their special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple.
selective, a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Playing the Counting Crows. Rich is going to the show tonight with his mistress. I mean, his wife's best friend.
It was a good point I thought I made.
Danny G made the best point. That's the greatest excuse. Oh, that's just my wife's friend. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But it is my wife's friend. But
good one, Rich.
I think my point was...
Nothing to see here.
We all love gossip.
Talking really fast.
We all love gossip. And just a dumb thought. Because you were saying also... Any little gossip people cling to. Kyrie says he's talking to LeBron about coming to Dallas, and everyone's like, whoa, what do you say?
Yeah.
Listen,
people love it.
People love
the juice. People love the juice.
That's why when people say, like, what I always say, like, women love soap operas and men love wrestling because it's really just a soap opera. Like, people love drama.
Yeah, for sure. We got DJ Ramos. We got Fenley. We got you hanging out. We appreciate you. Thank you again at Covino and Rich if you want to play along at home tonight.
I was telling Covino off the air, I said, he goes, say it on the air. You always have this thing there where you say, I say my best stuff off the air.
Yeah, you do. Oh. You're supposed to be saying your best stuff here on the show. Not when we're spinning around in our chairs during break.
One day, bro, I'm going to get it.
One day.
And we'll be, you know, even better.
Rich was just saying that it's such a big deal that Miami won.
I mean, we all know that, but like, just think about your mood, your interest in the series, your mood about the NBA Finals, just the narratives and fun we could have not only on the air, but like Danny, Wednesday we're going to watch Game 3. I'd like to, you know, let's if you whoever wants to go, we'll take you guys out. We'll go to, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings or the bar or wherever. If it was 2-0 Nuggets, we'd be like, meh.
Yeah, it's we pay 1-1. More attention to the food.
Yeah, it's 1-1. This game 3 now feels way different. Way different.
I'm so happy we called it, too, because I heard so many TV and radio shows after game 1 say, see, it's over.
It's over.
This is going to be quick. It's going to be a sweep, maybe a gentleman's sweep at the best. And we said, hey, it doesn't matter after what happened with game 1. It's just one game. Heat can bounce right back. Yeah. And I'm happy they did.
Stolen. On the ROAD.
from a team, by the way, that I believe was what, like 40-something and 7 at home? So no slouches in Denver. So, hey, NBA Finals, you got a little something to be excited about where previously, Covino, you may have been like, NBA Finals. I bet you Game 3, for the mediocre ratings I know the NBA Finals has gotten so far, I think Game 3 you're going to see a little spike in the ratings. I mean, that's not a crazy prediction, but I think you're going to see a little more interest now because people, I think, sort of marked it as, well, Nuggets got this series. I'll casually watch. You may pay a little more attention now.
Well, that was cool, Rich. It was better off the air, though, when you said it. Live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Right. I said it with enthusiasm.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Just scrolling through my phone. Two mild. Can I give you two mild takes?
I will.
I'm watching. You follow any of these, like, Major League Wiffle Ball tournament websites? Or like wiffle ball, anything wiffle ball.
I'll see the clips. I don't follow them, but I do
Here's
see them.
Here's a mild take. If you ever grew up playing wiffle ball, like that was my favorite game ever, wiffle ball. Like if you play with house rules or little field rules where you run the bases, I think that's lame as hell. Running the bases in wiffle ball?
Wiffle ball is designed for like, all right, off the siding of the house is a double.
Yeah.
If you hit the roof, it's a triple. Over the house is a home run.
Over the house, a home run, or if there's a fence,
and if you field it cleanly, it's an out.
If you don't have room for the regular size bases.
Who's running bases in wiffle ball?
We did.
Get a life.
As
That's
kids,
the
we
weakest.
Did.
No.
We used extra baseball gloves as the
That's
bases.
That's so corny, Danny.
No.
Pass the pitcher, single, over the street,
but no,
double,
the way we
in the grass,
no. The way we played is you could throw the ball at the runner.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. I'm like, I never played with those kind of rules.
Well, you
we
would
never
get hit
ran.
In the head, in the butt cheek. I mean, it was fun to tag people.
That's what I'm
with
looking
that
at.
Ball.
Yeah, that's what I was looking
at. That's like kickball. Remember kickball rules?
Yeah.
Like if you peg someone with the ball, they're out. I just remember there was always some guy that was dumb and would like try to throw the ball really hard at like the little kid
that
or the
does
girl.
Add a
it
did,
it,
fun
yeah,
element.
It added a fun element because then
played that way.
Then it was like a cross between wiffle ball and dodgeball.
I always played like distance. Like yeah, you hit it over there, that's a triple, you know, never the
what
throwing.
Did you, what did you
we
use?
We played it like that, too, in the backyard, like a smaller backyard.
Right, okay.
But if we were at the school, like down the street at a school, we would play the dodgeball
well,
version.
Hold on. Danny G, West Coast. Covino grew up in Jersey. So East Coast, West Coast, can we agree, though? Did you guys use the strike zone? Was a
back of a chair.
A lawn chair?
Yeah.
Well, we did that, yeah.
Yeah. Like the
yeah.
Like the folding lawn chair.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, regardless.
And
lawn chair wins.
Do we still have that audio of Rich screaming at the Taylor Swift concert? Or was it Tom Brady on a roller coaster? I forget. I don't know if this is breaking news, Rich,
yeah.
Because I don't get Taylor Swift updates like you do all the time. I don't get Google alerts, but according to Barstool, breaking, Taylor Swift and Matt Healy broke up.
Oh,
so she's single.
Grand opening, grand closing.
So she's on the scene.
They only dated for like a week or so.
Yeah, oh, well, I mean, hey, breaking news.
That was her rebound, dude.
The only reason I bring it up is because...
Attaboy.
Dude, it seems like everything she does is big, major news.
Well, there's also ESPN reported this, and then people are saying they plagiarized it, allegedly, because Reddit and a bunch of sites have been monitoring... The curse of Taylor Swift.
Right.
Have you seen this spot? Where everywhere Taylor Swift performs, that team's NBA franchise gets ousted from the playoffs. It happened with the Hawks in Atlanta. It happened with Philly and the Sixers. It happened with Boston and the Celtics. And previously, she has played in Phoenix and Golden State, and they were eliminated. So they were saying that Taylor
like
Swift...
like the Madden curse
yeah,
of,
it was like
of
the,
stadiums?
The curse of the Swifties got your NBA team out.
Wow.
Pre-show meeting, we were talking about what's happening outside of these stadiums. During her concert, there is thousands of fans showing up, and they didn't get a ticket to go in. But it's okay, because they're outside the stadium. They can hear, clearly, the song she's singing. So at the top of their lungs, there's 10,000 to 20,000 fans outside of Lincoln Financial screaming their heads off to these songs.
There I am. I was Sam. That's me. By the way, I was Sam. Stepped in last minute for Ramos. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Sam. Whether or not you love her, hate her, respect her, whatever the case may be, can we all acknowledge that Taylor
That's
Swift...
That's Rich and Shannon screaming at Counting Crows today.
Yeah. Can we all agree that what Taylor Swift is doing in music right now, the only thing we could compare to in our lifetime might be Michael Jackson in the 80s?
No, well, stop this. Danny G is saying more and more... That's becoming the reality.
It's pointing
right?
to that direction. Not, and I'm not comparing the talent. of the two. I'm talking about the following and the craze.
If thousands of people are just camping outside.
That's what I'm saying. There's,
that is pretty wild.
There are more people outside of the stadium just trying get a glimpse.
That's crazy.
Than the crowd going to certain concerts to see other
musicians. If I said top five music phenomenons, I'd say Beatles, Elvis, Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift, and what would be the fifth?
Madonna. Yeah.
And for hip-hop, it would be Run DMC because they were selling out stadiums.
Run DMC was
and
huge.
And when you think back to that, that's pretty crazy.
Like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the Stones spot, but I mean, like,
somebody.
But you say things like, listen, I've seen Billy Joel, Elton John, the Stones. I get it, all these legends, but.
How about Los Bukis? Mexicans love those guys. Los Bukis.
You ever
look them up?
Who was the one Ricky Martin was in? Menudo. How about Menudo?
Did you know that? Hold on. Pitbull, Ricky Martin, and Enrique Iglesias are all going on tour together. That's like big in the Latin community.
In the 2000s Latin community?
Yes, yes. For the older mommies, they're like, ay, ay, ay.
Oh, older mommies are all going to. The same way like 40-year-old white women go see the Backstreet Boys New Kids reunion.
And speaking of that, we don't understand, or I don't at least, this group, but what is it, BTS?
Oh, BTS, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and,
another
And someone
phenom.
The other day, when we were talking about Taylor, again, we're not raving about her like we're super fans. We're just saying like what she's doing is pretty phenomenal. It's the equivalent of if your team sold out their stadium like every day and fans were outside listening to the game. Like, it's insane. And someone else said, we're forgetting the popularity worldwide of Bad Bunny.
Oh, worldwide? Oh, yeah.
Like,
sure.
Right now? So,
right now, huge.
Bad Bunny.
Huge. So, now, I was kidding about Los Bukis, even though people do like them. If you look them up, you're going to be like, you're going to laugh.
I'm going to look them up while Brian Fenley does an update.
It's
hello.
Time for Brian Fenley.
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey. You guys talk about popularity and, you know, sports gambling. Hey. I wonder who that clown is. Hey. Yeah, that might be me. Wow. Anyway, so the sports gambling is certainly growing in popularity, maybe too much so for one Indianapolis Colts player. According to reports, the NFL is looking into an unnamed Colts player in the thought that this person might be doing gambling and violating the league's rules in relation to that. NFL Network is reporting former first-round pick Laquan Treadwell is signing a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. As far as what else is happening in the NFL, we do know that the Bills are signing Rams pass rusher Leonard Floyd to a one-year deal. The Colts have inked wide receiver Brashad Perryman. In the NBA, Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James as Irving wants to play with James.
Ooh, outside. Gossip.
I know, right? I can't wait for the gossip coming out of what you're doing tonight, Rich. I'm really excited to
gossip
see that.
I'm glad you added that to the update.
Yeah. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to the
Rich
social.
Rich Davis was seen with someone not his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Rich has seen body surfing to Mr. Jones.
That's my wife you're talking about, man.
I always thought Rich was a hooba stank kind of guy. Yeah.
And the reason is
yes. Oh, yes. Oh, so Kyrie Irving is the reason for why he wants LeBron James to join the Dallas Mavericks next season. Now, keep in mind that Irving is a free agent, and James is still kind of under contract with the Lakers. ESPN is saying that the Phoenix Suns are hiring former Knicks and Grizzlies head coach in David Fizdale as an assistant. Former Rockets head coach Stephen Silas will become the number one assistant for the Detroit Pistons under newly minted head coach Monty Williams. There is one Major League Baseball game that is in the ninth inning. It's the Rays and the Red Sox, and the Rays are holding on. Your 4-1 in Boston as Boston is batting in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Justin Turner with a solo home run, the only source of scoring for Boston. And a reminder that at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Card automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned it doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I would love to see if there is a Covino and Rich Body doubles of you two. That would be very interesting.
That's Slater and Zach. Saved by the Bell. Did you watch it?
Yeah. We're the less ripped version.
Yes. Thank you, Brian Fenley.
Of Zach and Slater.
Thank you, Brian.
We talked earlier, you mentioned, Brian mentioned the Kyrie reaching out to LeBron, and we said, you know, it's like power team cried wolf. Like, too many times we've heard of these power teams that really do nothing. Even if LeBron went there, Danny G, we talked about it during the NBA regular season, with Kyrie and Luka. Hey, they couldn't. They couldn't get it in. They at couldn't the, together. They couldn't get it together enough to like make the play-in game. So I mean, I know LeBron's LeBron, but even if you add LeBron to that mix, is that guaranteeing anything?
No. And this morning, Colin Cowherd was like, "Who's going to play defense?"
Yeah.
And I thought about it. And I'm like, "Yeah, that's a good point." Because
at the end of the day, and the beginning and middle of the day,
it all
comes down to where LeBron's happy and who's going to make the biggest promise to draft his son. Like the best outcome possible for
right.
him. That's where he's going to be.
But LeBron doesn't have a say in this. I mean, he would have to literally go to the Lakers front office and be like, this is what I want, make it happen. But the Lakers don't have to do that.
Yeah. One more or two. What does he got?
I'll look up.
I think that
I'll look up the rest of his contract.
I think LeBron's staying put. And we said it also, Danny.
It feels like stars are going to come to LeBron.
Bro,
not the other way around.
Established that already.
He's in Los Angeles playing for the Lakers, and his son's up the road playing at USC. LeBron James is not going to Texas. He's not going. Do you think he's going? Yeah, I'm going to spend all my time in Dallas. I don't. Yeah. I can't.
You know what
see
this sounds
that.
Like? This sounds like that stuff I use in the shower.
Hogwash.
I'm not buying it.
Thank you.
I'm not buying it.
All right. Well, listen, we have more CNR next right here on FSR live from the TireRack.com studio. Let's talk about Butcher Box, buddy boy.
Real
I know.
Of a steal of a deal, man.
You got free meat coming your way.
Well,
that's what
on.
She said.
It's Cinco de Junio. So in just 13 days, Father's Day, right?
Oh, so hey.
So
hook up Papa.
Yeah. It's grilling season. Father's Day's coming. ButcherBox.com.
You're
gonna it's
going to
be a hot butcher summer.
You're going to get 2 pounds of ground beef for free in every box plus $20 off. Just use code CRSHOW at ButcherBox.com. What they do is they deliver meat to your doorstep in a nice little ice cooler. Everything from ground beef to steak to chicken, shrimp, bacon, salmon, you name it. And you could go on the website and personalize what you want. And it's high quality. The price point's awesome. The convenience of not having to go to the supermarket. Guys, trust us. ButcherBox.
ButcherBox.com. Use code CRSHOW. Receive ground beef for a year and $20 off your first
buddies.
Order at ButcherBox.com/CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here. And whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Work on the right side. Kicks it out top to Duncan. He moves it to his left to Lowry. He wanted to give it back, but held on to it. Pulling it back. Six on the shot clock. Lowry uses a BAM screen. Right back to BAM! Threw it down with two hands!
And one.
Hot! Oh. BAM! Spo making sure no fouls. Jimmy reaches, but no foul called. Murray to tie it. It's out. Heat win. Game two of the 2023 NBA Finals belongs to the Heat.
Funny. Courtesy of the Heat Radio Network, Bam's big fourth quarter dunk. Final call, Heat 111, Nuggets 108. It's all tied at one. It's the Progressive play of the day. Progressive making things even easier. Help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And testosterone levels are an all-time low. Are you all chalked up to see the Counting Crows tonight? I have to be chalked up to want to see the Counting Crows.
Did you take
tonight.
A double dose for tonight's
concert? I'm super chalked up.
Chalk is the new champion of natural tea boosters. Chalk boosts testosterone 20% in 90 days. Chalk is giving 35% off with code CRSHOW. That's at Chalk, CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW. And a quick reminder, Rich, tomorrow it's a Tyson Trivia Tuesday. Oh. Iron Mike Trivia tomorrow, Tyson Tuesday. And we're giving away our grand prize. The grand prize drawing tomorrow, right? So if you won, you won a bribery ball, you qualified for some actual official Mike Tyson giveaways, and we pick the winner tomorrow. Right, Danny G?
Yes, sir. An entire duffel bag that Mike handed to us himself.
And if you do follow us on our Uncensored podcast on Patreon, I did an unboxing of of all the stuff Iron Mike gave us.
Yeah, you did.
all the little goodies he gave us. And let's just say I'll tell you guys between us, knock me on my ass a little bit. I'll be
really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's what Tyson does.
I know.
90 seconds.
Yeah. See, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, I was just looking at our Instagram. Spot goes, why do we, out of nowhere, we just got a ton of new.
A ton.
Like, we just looked at, you know, like, when you go to your notification, like, it was like, follow.
Blue. Like, all follows. Like,
and then we realized.
For a second, we thought we were slaying it. We're like, man, people are digging
Covino
and Rich.
It was all within, like, a 5-minute period.
It's like, all of a sudden, like, hundreds of new people within a minute or so. We're like, what's going on here? What do we say or do? I mentioned that I was going to post a picture of my wife's hot friend tonight at the concert.
Did you notice that?
That's really it.
Are you serious?
So I say to you, perverts, listening to Fox Sports Radio, thank you for the
show. Bunch of perverts.
Thank you.
So come for Shen and stay for the good content.
Oh. Hey. So again, if you want to play along at home tonight.
We should do this more often.
Later on tonight.
Yeah, two extra reasons.
Yeah, let me tell you,
two
tonight,
big reasons to follow us.
By the way, I go to the beach a lot with Shannon. I have a couple of bikini pics. You want me to share those?
Later on tonight.
Once a week, we'll pay tribute to Shannon.
Hey, at Covino and Rich, I'm gonna take a picture of every good-looking woman I see today. What do you guys see? Yeah, perverts?
Yeah. So thanks for the follow, guys. Finally, we're here doing our best radio every day, and this is all it takes.
Yeah.
At Covino and Rich. And I do want to say real quick, that I went to the Yankees game yesterday. I want to thank Danny G for throwing the good word out there, getting me the hookup, the Fox Sports Radio hookup. There's a Fox suite. And thank you, Scott, and thank you, Don, for making it happen. But, Rich, I want to know if you thought I broke the etiquette for the Dodgers suite. I wore a Yankee shirt to the Dodgers suite, and I got a few comments, and it was all in joking fun, but I wondered, like, since everybody brought it up, I'm like, well, did I do the wrong thing by wearing it or not?
Wow.
I don't think so, because did people want you to fake the funk?
I know, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not a disrespectful Yankees fan, right? I'm not a Dodgers hater. Either way, a great series this weekend. It was a great game. I loved the Fox Sports Radio perks. That was awesome. It was such a great time. Thanks to Weez2 for the hookup. Everyone that helped me out with the tickets. And I also want to say that the game before, Aaron Judge, that's a highlight that's going to live with him forever.
Yeah, well,
no?
By the way, the question is, Danny G, being a Dodgers fan, were you surprised that Judge went through the wall, or are you surprised that, like, that's a good thing? Because I feel like if the wall didn't have give for the bullpen door, I feel like he would have got hurt.
I've seen other players go against the wall like that before at Dodger Stadium and not push it open.
That was a gate, not a wall.
Yeah, it was a gate, but still, I've never seen it move like that.
That's 270 pounds, 6 foot seven, 270 pounds of force just going through that bad boy. And as it turns out, you know, he stubbed his toe and was out the next game, the game I was at. So, I didn't get to see Judge, but I saw a good game. I actually saw Rob Parker there, too.
Rob Parker!
Yeah, he was there, man. So, it was a great time. Thanks again. I wore my Yankee shirt. I had to represent, but a really cool play this weekend. So,
And your girlfriend, my goodness gracious. That's all I'm going to say.
Sound the alarm.
Hey, you guys want to see pictures? Follow us.
Yeah, follow us.
Yeah, there you go. Two more reasons to follow.
Oh, there you go.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Two?
Oh. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.